Perhaps, Mark, one of the most difficult things in the world for all of us is to remain persistent in prayer when nothing seems to be happening and we get the feeling that we're praying and our prayers are somehow dissipating in the universe somewhere. And yet, many prayers in the Bible are still awaiting fulfillment.
That's exactly right. And I'm reminded that God assigned me to pray for revival. When I was just beginning in the pastorate, and it's been well over 50 years now, and we have not seen the kind of revival that I've been asking him to bring. But I still believe it's going to happen. And it may be short-lived, but I think it'll be very powerful and very wonderful.
And I like your concept that I heard you pray earlier, and that is that revival may be just the preparing of God's people's hearts for his return.
That's right.
I think of the scripture in Revelation chapter 8 that speaks of this prolonged praying. Let me read that. He has, in chapter 8, verse 3, the second part, he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the saints, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. Now, little did these people know as they were praying that, no, their prayers were not dissipating off in an endless universe like a sound wave, but their prayers were filling this censer before the throne of God.
Amen.
And how many times I remember in an evangelistic crusade in Canada, a woman came up to me and said, "Do you see that man over there who was being counseled?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "That's my husband." She said, I prayed for him for 38 years.
Mm.
But that still is a hard thing for us to hang on to when it's not our turn to see the answer. And so we can get very lazy in prayer and discouraged. Let's pray that God will encourage our friends to stand firm in prayer even when nothing seems to be happening.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that prayer is very precious to you. You've told us that we ought always to pray and not to faint. Thank you that you've opened the door for us to come into your intimate presence. The veil that separated us from you was torn asunder when the Lord Jesus died for us upon the cross. And we're able to come into the very Holy of Holies and have audience with God Almighty himself. That's beyond our full comprehension, but we do understand that you love it when we pray. You've invited us to come. And even though there are times when we're almost overwhelmed by the things that don't seem to come that we long for, and we wait upon you to accomplish them, and sometimes, Lord, you have other ways of answering. We think of how, as they prayed earnestly for James, that you allowed him to be martyred. And I'm sure that that disappointment was in the hearts of your people when they prayed for Peter, who was awaiting the same doubtless death at the hands of the government leaders. But you heard their prayers, and the angels went where Peter was, and they unloosed him from the prison and let him go in direct answer to prayer. Thank you for that illustration out of your word that keeps us faithful even when somehow the years pass and important prayer requests don't seem to be answered. But we're thankful that those prayers are never lost. As we read from the Word, you keep them all in the bowl of your blessing there in glory, and the rewards for our prayers. When we pray in the Spirit and according to the Word of God, and an assurance of the truth of your Word, and yield up our wills to your will, that those prayers remain as a part of the reward that you have for your people. So we pray you'll keep us faithful. Never in the history of humanity has prayer been more urgent than the hour in which we live. And so I pray that you will encourage those intercessors. Help them to learn evermore how to pray doctrinally, biblically, how to focus their prayers upon the Lord Jesus and who He is and what He's done, upon the greatness of who you are and of your plan and your holy will for your people. And so, Heavenly Father, we pray, not because we always see immediate answers, but just because it honors the true and living God, and it's part of your will, it's part of your plan, that we would be a people of prayer. And we're thankful that those prayers are kept in your presence forever as a part of a fragrant, a wonderful aroma of your love for us and our love for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I know that you want to join me in thanking Dr. Mark Bubeck from the bottom of your heart for his kindness in coming to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, in order to spend time with you and me in prayer about issues that concern us so deeply. Mark, thank you so much. Dr. Mark Bubeck founded the International Center of Biblical Counseling in Sioux City, Iowa. Having pastored many churches, today he's retired, although he's speaking around the world in various conferences, and lives with his lovely wife Anita in sunny Arizona. He has written great works such as The Adversary, Overcoming the Adversary, Raising Lambs Among Wolves, and Prayers for Revival, among other works. If you want any information about Dr. Mark Bubeck or his writings, you can write to me, Ron Susek, Post Office Box 3007, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. Not long ago, I released a book entitled God Will Answer, 52 Meditations to Enrich Your Prayer Life. 52 meditations, one a week. I hope you may consider getting that book, and that way we can spend a year together considering prayer. As far as we know, this CD is the first of its kind, a piece of history in the making. If it proves of great value to you, you may want to drop me a note expressing how it has helped you, plus add an area or two you would like to see addressed in a future prayer CD. Over the last few years, we've been witnessing God enlarge our ministry in magnificent ways, very encouraging ways. And we believe that is because of the near 1,000 people that travel with us every day in prayer. We are asking God to give us an even larger prayer team. And if you desire to be part of that prayer team, please drop me a note and let me know that, and we'll inform you every month of things to pray for. Again, simply write to me, Ron Susek, Post Office Box 3007, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. Now, my friends, stand firm in your commitment to please God as a person of prayer. Always remember, whatever you gain through prayer will endure the grave and stand forever in eternity. So please God by praying on.